Hoy quiero platicarles un poco sobre el pasaje que acabamos de leer en el libro de Hechos. I'm sorry, today is Pentecost. I know some of you are not understanding this. So rewind this. Luke again repeats to us that when people are together in one place, extraordinary things happen. But this time he goes a little bit further. When people represent a living reality, an organic reality, then God is shown. And in that living reality where everyone has a place, where everybody is listening to and people works that everybody can understand, there is a truth that we cannot avoid. It is that the message of Pentecost is inclusive, is multi-ethnic and multilingual. The message of salvation is for us, it's for all. It must be understood by all, and it can be experienced by all of us. Luke points out to us that there is a question that everyone tries to answer in this passage. If you pay attention to the passage, the question is just jumps from the passage, and is this: what does this mean? For Luke, what it means is a strong wind, a powerful wind, tongues of fire. And if you got a chance to bring Luke this morning here and ask him, what do you mean with that? Maybe he will say, well, tongues and fire and strong wind, all this is poetic language. So it's kind of metaphors that you can understand and you can just visualize that. So don't sweat it. Just relax on that. Experience the idea of the poetic language of the Bible as winds and fires. So perhaps Luke did not want us to explain clearly what that means, but the only way we can do it is, was describing it in some way. I'm going to describe you what happened that morning, 9 o'clock. I will explain what happens. It was like fire, what wind. So, but there's another group who tries to answer the same question, what does this mean? And the second group says, well, seems like they're drunk. And so, because drunk people, they get extroverted. And sometimes they're very expressive. And I tell you, after a couple of beers, my English gets better. That's true. And I know it happened to you with your Spanish. So, in this case, so far, neither Lucas or Luke, nor the people tell us clearly what happened and what the answer of this question really means. What does this mean? Then, since there's always a good Christian in every group who wants to explain all these such kind of things, so Peter takes the stance and say, he takes courage and stand up and say, I'm going to explain what happened here. Okay? I'm going to explain you what happened here. And I'm Peter. I was his disciples, and I don't know what's going on here. So Peter takes from the Hebrew Bible a passage from Joel, the prophet, and preaches this beautiful and so deep sermon. But the problem is that nobody understands what he said. So because to understand this prophecy of Joel, it takes a couple of years in seminary to really begin to digest that. And at the end, because he sees that like people was looking at each other, he said, well, anyways, it don't matter. It's 9 o'clock, so they can be drunk. So that was his explanation at the end. But what makes a group of fishermen, illiterate, persecuted, marginalized, and poor people, began to speak in Cappadocian, Elamita, and Medo with a perfect accent without ever leaving Galilee. What makes a group of these poor people do that? What does all this mean? For God, they spoke the great works of God in their lives, about the wonders of God in their lives and the journey of faith journey. The Holy Spirit speaks to each of us today, but not to settle into the warmth of an experience of faith or to enclose it in these four walls, but rather to learn to speak and listen to the language of other people. A church that learns and is willing to listen to the language of others is a church that moves under the influence of the Holy Spirit. It's not enough to proclaim the message so that we can understand it among ourselves here. It is necessary to do it in such a way that everyone, all of us can understand it. We must be creative, find a way, use a language so that people with basic common sense and who elect presidents learn why it's important to support climate change. Seems like we need to change the language. We need to change the language for people with basic common sense to understand the problems of immigration, education, and health. So it seems like the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts is telling us something important. The Holy Spirit gave them the ability to communicate in other languages, not to remain locked in the open room, living in an incomprehensible ecstasy, but it was the gift to hear the message of God in the language of the people. To hear the language of God in the language of the people. To speak the language of the people is to speak from different cultures, from different ways to see in the world, to different ways to understand God. Speak the language of the single mother. Speak the language of the unemployed person. Speak the language of the person who has just lost his health insurance. Speak the language of the undocumented speak the language of the marginalized. Speak the language of the person who suffers. Speak the language of the one who has lost his mother in Mexico but cannot return to cry at his funeral. To speak that language. We are a church called to speak the language of people in a simple and understandable way. We are called to communicate and be communicated, to speak and to be heard. After reading this passage, we are sure but one thing. God likes to speak clearly. God doesn't want us to get confused. God doesn't want us to misunderstand and be misunderstood. The Bible says that when God speaks, our world shakes, things are created, the foundations of our lives are shaken, and things begin to shake within us. God speaks to us in a language that all we can understand. The difference is that when God speaks to us, it's not simple information that comes in and out. God speaks to us in a language that is strong wind that shakes everything. A language that burns us inside like fire. The language of love. I hope that to live after leaving this place this morning, hoping that we can start or continue speaking the language among us, this language of love, so we can share our stories too, so we can listen to the other people's stories. The story of Pentecost, the story of God in our lives. Amen.